This is a Fox News alert. Devastation reported from Hurricane Ian. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Homes on some of Southwest Florida's barrier islands, leveled by the storm's winds, were swept away by the storm surge. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donald telling Fox News.
Downtown Naples, Marco Island, Bonita Beach, Fort Myers Beach, Sanibel, Captiva Islands, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, have all gotten major storm surge. We've never seen anything like this in Southwest Florida. The damage has been devastating.
Ian made landfall mid-afternoon Wednesday as a strong Category 4 hurricane. More than 2 million customers in Florida have lost electric power. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says recovery efforts will begin as soon as the storm allows.
As soon as it moves beyond Southwest Florida, you're going to see a massive surge of personnel and supplies to be able to help those who are in need, get people back on their feet, and help to rebuild those communities.
Governor DeSantis says emergency services have received hundreds of calls for help from people trapped in their homes along the coast. In Fort Myers, Fox's Will Nunley says rescue efforts are just beginning.
We're seeing ambulances rush into the area at a high rate of speed, trying to now begin the search and rescue process, because up until this point, we've had too much of a sustained wind. We have had too many challenges just getting down roads for these rescue crews to get to some of these areas.
The storm now downgraded to Category 1. Winds still sustained at 90 miles an hour. Ian is moving to the northeast, bringing heavy rains and high winds to central Florida. The National Weather Service posting flash flood warnings. Some areas in the middle of the state have already seen a foot and a half of rain, with more coming. Wind gusts in Orlando now reaching 48 miles an hour. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, Hurricane Ian has been downgraded to Category 1 status, moving inland from its Southwest Florida landfall. Homes in some coastal areas reported destroyed. Hundreds of people say they're trapped in their homes. Millions have no power. The storm expected to linger over Orlando much of the day on Thursday, bringing potentially devastating flooding. An apparent gaffe by President Biden Wednesday, raising eyebrows and some questions.
At a conference about childhood hunger, President Biden acknowledged a bipartisan group of lawmakers, including Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. Walorski was killed in a car accident last month.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre did not say the president misspoke, but in response to several questions, told reporters Walorski was top of mind.
He had already planned to welcome the Congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor.
At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Grammy Award-winning rapper Coolio has died, according to his manager at a friend's home in Los Angeles. Cause not disclosed. Born artist Leon Ivey Jr. Coolio was 59. In California, murder charges have been filed from what may have started as a confrontation over a cat.
Investigators say 20-year-old Hannah Esser struck and killed 43-year-old Luis Victor with her car after accusing him of trying to run over a cat. This happened Sunday night in Cypress, west of Anaheim. Officials say Esser and Victor were both in their cars when she confronted him, and they got out of the vehicles, getting into an argument, which Esser recorded before getting back into her vehicle. That's when she's accused of driving at Victor and hitting him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Orange County prosecutors say Esser is charged with one count of murder and detained on $1 million bail. They haven't confirmed the part about the cat.
Fox's Lisa Brady, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.